first, thanks for trying this out. It's a bit experimental. I'm hoping it saves everybody some time and not having to read things so much. Our 3-month streak right now, we've been getting gold. And we did have a couple of safety violations in November that once those scores post, it'll probably put us down in silver. But still, we are on track to average gold for the first 6 months together. And for the, if you don't know what that means, it's like getting an A in school. Most companies are silver. If you're gold, you're in the top. And if you're bronze, you get replaced. So FedEx ranks stats on everything. There's so many numbers. And so I just want to go over a few exceptional people in a few categories in the last 3 months. So safety, the last 3 months, nobody was able to achieve 100% for 3 months in a row this time. Last time we had a couple of people. However, as a company, our scores were up for the entire group for all 3 months. So that's great to see. Noteworthy for safety were Barb, Vic, Dan B, and Mark. And all got very close to perfection, and we'll give a safety bonus to all of them. The next is picture perfect proof of delivery. The goal is to get 99.5%. Jeff had 99.9. Rick, Michael, and Vic were just a little bit behind him, but all well over that 99.5 mark. Our company average is 99.2, so we're still not quite making the FedEx goal. But we're up from 98.3. So I appreciate everybody putting in more effort. Part of that is we got new scanners. You guys were probably doing everything right in the past and had junky equipment. So as we get more new scanners, hopefully the scores continue to go up. Now the rate your delivery experience. The goal is to get 4.5 stars when people rate the delivery. The most common reason to complain is putting the package somewhere weird or delivering it to our neighbor. Those are the things that always add up on us. But otherwise, we do get really high scores. Liam somehow, I think it's got to be a computer glitch because he got over 5. And it's only out of 5 stars. But his 11 surveys were all 5s and they gave him higher than 5 for his score. Mark, Rick, Steve, and Noah all got high scores as well. Our company average is 4.2, so we're a little short of the goal, but we're actually very good. Local inbound service, that's doing everything, getting everything done, not bringing packages back, and not having any exceptions. So Tracy got 100%. Now, he has a low volume route, the lowest that we have. But if you think about it, that actually means any mistakes he does make would count for more, because he doesn't have a lot of volume to make up and hide those mistakes. So that 100% is truly perfection on what he was doing. That low volume also is what hurts us for pickups. We have so few pickups that if you guys ever do, like, you're just not at the right GPS signal or the address is wrong or something for a pickup, our scores on that go down really fast because we have so few pickups. For the rest of the high scoring people on local inbound service, Rick and Anthony, of course, Vic and Josh all got really great scores. Another couple of noteworthy stats. We've got some new people, and they're scoring very well right off the bat. Alex T. only had 8 days scored in November so far, but he had a super high package count, and his efficiency rating was barely behind Daniel M. and Michael, who are always really high on that score. Steve, Dan B, and Winter also had really good numbers. Based on those scores, no one would be able to guess any of you are new. So we're that shows we're doing great work training people and we're hiring the right people. So we've got a really strong team. Thanks for all the hard work during peak. Lots of people are working Saturdays that don't usually. There's a couple people working Sundays now. Lots more long days for this next few weeks. And all your hard work is really appreciated. So thank you. And thanks for listening to the first audio memo. I won't pester with them very often. Thanks.